Okay, I got interrupted there for a second. Let's go back into the classroom real quick again. Okay, so like I said, let's say you're in a math class and, you know, you got a teacher or an instructor or anyone who's leading the class, whoever's leading class, assigns you some homework and you do your homework. Hey, that doesn't count. Yeah, that doesn't count as poopobotism. Okay, you're not a poopobot for doing your homework. Now, let's just say in that same classroom, like I said, let's say you got a friend, a quote-unquote friend, okay, that, you know, wants to play. You know, the same friend is in the same class. But let's say you got a friend that wants to play a big funny joke, or at least he or she thinks it's a funny joke, on another classmate that you're sitting next to. And so this quote-unquote friend of yours tells you hang on one second. Okay, so let's say this quote-unquote friend of yours tells you to take this air fart balloon and put it on the chair of the student that you are sitting right next to tomorrow morning, right before he or she sits. And so, and if you actually do that, you follow through and you actually do that, you are, by and large, a poopobot for sure. You are a poopobot, 100% sure. Guarantee you are a poopobot or your money back. Okay? So that's another prime example of of what poopobotism is, or what a poopobot is, okay? If you actually follow through and actually put that air fart balloon, you know, on the chair, okay? Let's just say that student that you're sitting right next to didn't take that joke all that well, right? And so this student decides to turn around and decides to give the class a wipeout 101 lesson, and goes for a walk-off dinger, takes a swing and wipes out all your teeth and that beautiful smile that you had just a second ago. And so now, it becomes a friendly competition of what's funnier. You being a poopobot and putting that air fart balloon on your classmate's chair and embarrassing your classmate, or your classmate not taking it all too well and turning around and blowing out all your teeth. Hang on one second. And blowing out all your teeth and that beautiful smile that you just had a second ago. What do you think is funnier, yours truly? Whoa. I'll tell you what I think is funnier. You little dumb genius. I'll tell you what I think is funnier. Neither. I think neither is funny. So what would you do instead? I'll tell you what I would do instead, you dumb little genius. You dumb little genius. What I would do instead is I would probably take that air fart balloon and tell this quote-unquote friend of mine to say, ah, just like you're in a dentist's office, right? To say, ah, and then I would drop it in there. Just like dropping buckets all day, every day. Okay? And then I would say, bite down. Bite down. And, it might make a funny sound or two, but that's all. And that would be it. And, no. In all due honesty, I probably wouldn't do that. I would tell this quote-unquote friend of mine to let me have that air fart balloon, and I'd probably toss it away. That's probably what I would do. because if you're not going to do something nice, then you probably shouldn't do it at all, because everybody's tolerance level for what is or isn't funny isn't the same, okay? So just be nice. That's all. Okay. Anyways, hang on one second.